Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. Just so people know who you are, you're the, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're the owner and founder of a company called Greenfish.
That's
And I
correct.
know,
Correct.
okay. And I know part of your mission, other than making money with the company, is to get people to fish with products that, I think in your words, promote a sustainable fishing lifestyle. Can you, maybe give us a brief description of what that means, and a little
Sure,
bit about the
absolutely.
company?
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for having me. We were founded just about 2 years ago and founded upon basically branded apparel, lifestyle apparel for the fishing market. And the main purpose was really promoting sustainable fishing messages such as catch and release, et cetera. And a big part of what we're all about is giving back. So what we've done is we've created a philanthropy program where we have a handful of 501c3 nonprofit partners, and we donate 5% of all revenues to equally amongst those partners. And well, part of it's equally, and then part of it we have a portion of our website where our online customers can choose which organization they want 5% of their purchase going to. So that's really what we were founded on, really small, startup. It's selling, branded apparel, really primarily t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and things like that. And then just this last year, we launched a new product, which was our first non-apparel product, which was our camera mounting system called the CPR mount, which stands for Catch Photo Release.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions I had for you. As a photographer, I'm definitely interested in it, and I've been using it a little bit, and it's quite handy. So I was wondering if you could talk about that product a little bit more.
Sure, absolutely. It is
What it
it is
is.
our absolutely. So it's a camera mounting system for boats and kayaks, and it works with the GoPro, which is now becoming very, very popular in the fishing industry. And it also works with any other handheld camera that has a tripod mount on it, or that's tripod mountable. And the unique aspect of the CPR mount is that you can stick it into any tube style rod holder, rod tube, rod holder, whether it's above the kayak or boat, mounted flush and into the kayak or boat, and it actually locks in, which is pretty interesting. Obviously, a lot of these cameras are very expensive, and not only that, but a lot of when you're on a boat or a kayak, a lot of rocking back and forth. So the nice thing about the CPR mount is it has this expansion locking system technology, which is patent pending, which locks into a tube style rod holder, and works great for boats or kayaks. And if you don't have a boat or a kayak, or you don't have a tube-style rod holder, it also works with the Scotty flush mount as well. And
Yeah, so I was going to
so,
say you can kind of buy those flush mounts and put them on different types of boats, correct? Raft
you can.
frames or things of that nature.
Absolutely. And so the two unique things about the CPR mount is, one, the expansion locking system that locks it into the rod holder, and number two, we have a flexible arm, which is an attachment that some people use, some people don't use. That gives you just, about 18 inches of additional reach, and it's a flexible arm, and so you can, move your camera, GoPro, in kind of any position that you need to, which comes in handy for people that are in all sorts of different situations.
Sure. And curious, I've been using mine with a GoPro, but how much weight do you think that thing can hold, the removable, the flex arm?
Yeah, GoPros or your standard handheld digital is about the max. We're coming out with, in about probably 60 to 90 days, a heavier duty version for heavier cameras, and we'll actually come out with a recommendation on the weight. We don't have that yet, but it's specifically for that need. It's going to be actually shorter, probably only like 6 inches, 6 to 8 inches, and it's going to be much, much sturdier.
Oh,
And
cool.
that'll be another accessory that we'll be selling with the CPR mount.
And so you can just attach that onto the arm, or the rest of the piece right now, if you were to buy that as a separate piece, yes?
Correct. Both. For the people that already, own a CPR mount, they can buy it as an accessory going forward. We're still kind of determining whether or not that will be an accessory or if we're going to sell everything as a kit.
Okay, cool. Well, I look forward to that. And one last question. I just remember reading somewhere about you and a 10-pound golf course bass that kind of had a profound impact on your way of thinking about fishing. And I was curious if you could talk about that a little, because it seemed like a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, when I was, in junior high, I think it was, I was a big bass fisherman, and I used to sneak onto the local golf course, jump the fence, climb through some trees, and I would, the rangers knew me very well. I would always hide from them, and I would go fish there a few days a week, and that's really where I grew up fishing. And I remember I caught this monster bass, and I needed to take a picture of it. It was probably 10 pounds. I ran home. I didn't live that far away. I ran home, maybe it took me 5 minutes, snapped a photo of it, and it was still alive when I brought it back. It was still moving, but, by the time I got it back to the lake, it did die, and it really affected me. It was the first time that really happened where I actually felt guilty and bad for, killing such a beautiful fish for a photo just for myself. And that, has kind of always stuck with me, that and the first time I caught a marlin and killed the marlin for the photo. And I was told that's what you do. I was probably 10 years old, and that's what the skipper and the deckhand, and I remember I still have that picture, and I still feel guilty about that. And we're all, at Greenfish, we're not all about 100% catch and release. It depends on the species. It depends on where you are. Cooking
sure.
up fish on the barbecue, yeah. that's great every once in a while. We're not, saying 100% catch and release, but more catch and release and just being smart anglers. And so, yeah, that was definitely something that impacted me and something that I've brought into the Greenfish brand.
And I'm guessing that's, a lot of where this particular product came into play now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're thinking and designing it.
Absolutely. That and I'm a kayak angler. I have a boat too, a saltwater boat. I'm out there fishing by myself quite a bit. And it's nice to be able to, with today's technology, catch a fish, take a picture of a fish, release a fish, and you've got that photo and the fish is still alive. So absolutely. It fits in with our brand. It was, we saw an opportunity for a new product. We're a small entrepreneurial company, so we saw a need and it fit with our brand, so it's been a nice addition for us.
Cool. Well, if people want to check out your products, Brian, where's the best place for them to do that?
Sure, yeah, that would be great. And our website is www.greenfishmovement.com. That's all one word. And you can see all of our apparel and our messages about and different articles we've written on our views on sustainable fishing, as well as our CPR mount camera system as well.
Great. Well, Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck with everything.
All right, Tim. Thanks. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.